As we heard from Linda Gradstein, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has held a couple of meetings with senior Palestinian officials in recent days. That follows a long freeze in talks. So is there now a small window of opportunity to get the peace process back on track?
Joining us now to talk about this are Hirsch Goodman, a columnist with the Jerusalem Report. He's on the line from Jerusalem. And from Ramallah, Daoud Kutab, director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University. Hirsch Goodman, let's start with you. Sharon is busy trying to put together a centrist coalition government. It's not clear how willing the Labor Party is to negotiate. Is it possible to revive peace talks at a time when it's not quite clear which direction the Israeli government is heading?
Well, I think what Sharon is trying to do by meeting with these senior Palestinian officials is as much send a signal to the Labor Party as it is to the Palestinians. He's signaling them that if the Labor Party does come into national unity government, he will pursue the Bush parameters for a roadmap towards some form of conciliation. I think how serious he is about moving forward will very much depend on what type of coalition he puts together at the end of the day. If it's a centralist and left-wing coalition of Labour and Shinui that will move carefully on the peace process, that would be a very good indicator. But if it's the National Religious Party and Shas, which is the ultra-Orthodox party, it would be a totally different message.
This is quite a test for him, is it not?
Yeah, we're all waiting to see whether it's the old Sharon or the new Sharon. And, you know, there's a lot of common wisdom about Sharon's desire to leave a legacy. And I hope it's correct. And I think it's possible and I think it's doable. And I think there's enough things out there at the moment, enough clay to work with to begin to change the dynamic.
There have also been political changes on the Palestinian side. Yasser Arafat made a surprise announcement last week, agreeing to appoint a prime minister to his cabinet. Daoud Kutab, how might that change the situation?
Well, the issue of prime minister has been something that Palestinians have been talking about for some time, even though most people know only about it as a kind of a Western and Israeli request. But the issue of prime minister does signal a sharing of the power in the Palestinian Authority, and I think that's a good signal in days coming.
Mr. Kutab, looming over all of this is the Iraq question. How much of a distraction is this in terms of the peace process?
I think the Iraq issue is certainly a distraction because both the U.S. and the Europeans, who are key partners in the quartet and the U.N., are very busy with the Iraq issue. But there are conflicting opinions as to exactly what the end of the Iraq issue will have on the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. There is one school of thought that thinks that with Saddam Hussein somehow out of the picture, the issues in Palestine Israel would be much easier to solve because the Americans will take a much bigger and more important direct role. There are others who think that Israel will become much more stubborn in the policies if the Iraqis are no longer a player because they would think that somehow the Arab side has been defeated. I think on the short term, there are many Palestinians who are worried that the Iraqi conflict can be used by the Israelis as an excuse to expand more settlements and make the lives of Palestinians much more difficult. There are even those who are really worried and have a nightmare that there will be some ethnic cleansing or mass deportations of Palestinians.
Hirsch Goodman, I'm interested in how you view this. Are rising tensions in Iraq a bit of a distraction in the effort to revive the peace process?
Yeah, well, I understand Daoud's point about the Palestinians, you know, always thinking everything centers around them. Frankly, yeah, we've just had the whole country's, all the children in the high school system and junior school system going into air raid shelters with their gas masks on today. They're not really thinking about the Palestinians at the moment, but we're very concerned about the probability of even, you know, one chemical, biological missile landing in Israel.
While the U.S. maintains its resolve to use force if necessary in Iraq, the French and Germans are leading European opposition, and they say the tensions in Iraq are overshadowing what they see as a much more pressing issue, reviving peace talks in the Middle East. Could these European leaders apply enough pressure to put the talks back on track?
Well, from Israel's point of view, I'm afraid the Europeans don't have much credibility, and we would not enter into any process that's European-led. We don't trust them, we don't feel good with them, we don't like their policies, we don't identify with them, we think they're pro-Palestinian. And it would be, frankly, quite counterproductive. There is a quartet. That quartet is American-led. That quartet is broad enough for us at the moment. Let the quartet make music first before they get a European orchestra together.
Mr. Qutoub, I'm wondering what you think about this, the notion that the Europeans might be able to apply enough pressure to put the talks back on track.
Well, I'm afraid that Hirsch is correct, that the Israelis are going to veto any European-led attempt to try to get the quartet moving. But I think it might be an area where the U.S. might come around as an area where both the Europeans and the U.S. probably have more in common on trying to resolve or revive the Palestinian-Israeli conflict than they have on Iraq. So it might be as a way out of their stalemate on the Iraq issue that they both can agree on trying to revive the peace talks. But I think unless the Americans are much more serious and leading the process, it's not going to go anywhere with Israelis whose veto is going to make it so difficult.
Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Daoud Qutoub is director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University, and Hirsch Goodman is a columnist with the Jerusalem Report and a senior fellow at the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies at Tel Aviv University.